We've heard a number of charges that French authorities are overmatched in their mission to stay one step ahead of ISIS. The search continues for Abdeslam Salah, the final at-large suspect in the Paris attacks. As we've mentioned, authorities actually stopped him the day after the attack near the Belgian border. He then presented his papers to the police and was subsequently let go. The attackers were reportedly on watch lists and reportedly known to authorities.
Obviously, there was a failure of intelligence, so we'll have to look into this. We know that we still have improvements to go through, and the investigation will tell us where we should improve.
That's Corinne Rossigan, a spokesperson for the governing Socialist Party in France, speaking to BBC Radio about France's security system. Is it too early to cast French intelligence right now as something out of the satirical Inspector Clouseau films? Or is this a structural problem of lack of cooperation by law enforcement in Europe? Ariane Chabel de Apollonia is a professor at Rutgers University and senior researcher with the Center for Political Research at Sciences Po in Paris. Professor, welcome. And what do you think? These are difficult days for France's security system?
Yeah, I think we can all agree that there is a complete failure of the intelligence service. We knew for months, especially after the Charlie Hebdo attacks, that the question was not if, but when France will be targeted again. The problem is that intelligence service, they're completely overwhelmed. There are more than 10,000 people on watch list, and we can expect that the number will double, if not triple, in the coming weeks. They're understaffed, they're under-prepared. They're not trained properly to face the new threat. We're dealing with a global jihadism now, with global roots abroad in Syria, Iraq, Libya. But the main problem is the local radicalized French-born Muslims. And intelligence service, they're not well-equipped, not only to prevent terrorist attack, but to prevent radicalization, which is much more important.
Do you think that France is a target, not so much because of a broad strategic sense of French and its relationship with the West and what's going on in Syria, but it's just an easy target right now?
Well, France is an easy target. It's not the only easy target in Europe. There are terrorist attacks in other countries. Remember the London bombing, the Madrid bombing. And these attacks were much more sophisticated than the one that took place on Friday. Yes, we are not prepared. And as you mentioned, there is a problem of coordination, cooperation between European countries. And although we have EU instruments, Europol, Eurojust, Frontex, Eurodac, and so on, there is a problem of coordination, exchange of information. And we really have to deal with this issue.
How does that get changed?
Well, I think we have to understand that it's not only the French action against French-born Muslims. This is a European issue, and we need European responses.
And will that be directed from Europe or from France before we go?
Well, I think it's not mutually exclusive. Because on the other hand, local service intelligence, the police, the gendarmes, they have a good knowledge of what's going on at the local level. But on the other hand, when it comes to intelligence cooperation, I think we need the support of other European countries.
Ariane Chabel de Apollonia is a professor at Rutgers University and senior researcher with the Center for Political Research at the Sciences Po Paris. Professor, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.